For decades, Adam Jacobs obsessively documented Chicago's indie rock scene. He was a fixture at local venues, recording shows religiously in the 80s, 90s, and beyond. For a while, the future of Jacobs' personal archive was uncertain. Much of it lived in his home, on shelves or in boxes, and tape quality degrades over time. But over the past few years, a team of volunteer audio archivists began converting the recordings to digital formats and releasing them to the public. WBEZ producer Marie Mendoza caught up with Jacobs and a local volunteer during a recent tape exchange.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do you mind if I move this box?
Oh my
over?
God, move that damn box
I'm
over.
I'm sorry. I don't want to. Everything is special.
Well, no.
The living room of Adam Jacobs' house in Chicago's Hermosa neighborhood is filled with floor-to-ceiling bookshelves. They're stacked with music media, meticulously cataloged. It's the life collection of a true audiophile. There are rare records and CDs he's collected over the years.
And it's also obvious by looking around that it's super important for me to have the physical item. Someone tells me about a new band, I can go right online and check them out. Couldn't do that at all in the past.
The bookshelves also hold the crown jewels, the concert tapes.
It turned into a bit of an obsession after I just started doing it for fun because nobody else was doing it to all the little concerts I went to, all the punk rock.
One of those little concerts Jacobs recorded.
Hello, we're Nirvana. We're from Seattle.
Nirvana, 1989, at Dreamers.
It made things a lot more special for me to be recording a concert than just attending it like everybody else.
And here we are, nearly 6,000 tapes later. The Adam Jacobs collection is coming out of the box and onto the website Internet Archive, where it's found its digital home. You can hear Pavement on their first Midwest tour playing at Lounge Acts in 1992. Stereo Lab at the Metro in 1996. You can even stream Depeche Mode at the Aragon Ballroom in 1985. And you can listen to all of this for free. But it's not complete yet. The team is still uploading tape, concert by concert.
Adam will have boxes, big white boxes, which they fit about 50 cassettes in them.
So what's in here?
So we've got Poster Children here.
That's Brian Emmerich. He's one of the volunteers working to digitize Jacobs' tapes. And he's here to pick up yet another big white box. He's been making the trek from the suburbs for more than a year now. Emmerich has been a taper for about 20 years, also recording live shows.
I heard about this. I had not known Adam, but I had seen him at shows in the past, like everybody who goes to shows in Chicago has at least seen Adam once.
Emmerich is the only local volunteer. The team is spread out all over the world, so he became the main point person working with Jacobs. Here's how it works. Emmerich picks up a box. He rips the concerts off the tapes and uploads them online. Then other volunteers can do quality control, like cutting the whole concert into individual songs people can listen to, kind of making it look like an album. At first, Jacobs was apprehensive, but he came around.
These tapes aren't going to last forever, and frankly, neither am I. So why let them disintegrate to dust when I put a life's work into them? Why not just give it away?
The treasure trove of live recordings is kind of having a moment, but Jacobs is super chill about it.
This has just been my life, you know? Well, I don't see why anyone would be too terribly excited about presenting the world with their autobiography aside from trying to sell copies, right? We're not selling anything here. I don't need to be excited about this because the world is.
Okay, kids. Liz Phair is in the house. Liz Phair is in the house.
Liz Phair Show at the Lounge Acts, 1999. These recordings are special to people who were part of the indie scene. It's not just about the music. These recordings put you in the room. You can hear the crowd. You're transported back in time.
Thank you guys so much.
And sometimes, volunteers have to crowdsource information from people who are part of the indie scene when they're not sure what the tape is even playing. The bands aren't always Nirvana. There's some deep cuts in there. Lovey Howell at the Lounge Acts, 1995. Jacob spent a lot of time at the Lounge Acts, if you couldn't tell.
We just got a response from somebody who was in the band, put a review in and said there was 5 songs. He said, these last 3 songs are these. Those first 2, I have no idea. And he wrote them. So many that are just bands that don't even have an album, don't have an EP, don't have anything.
And by the way, if you're wondering how Jacobs was even allowed to do this...
A lot of the articles that come out about this have said things like secretly recorded or surreptitiously or sneaking or illegal. 99% of it is had permission, band was cool with it. They actually wanted copies afterwards. And if there is any bands out there that, you know, don't want their stuff up, happy to take it down. No problem.
There are now more than 2,000 recordings online and counting. A lot of that is due to Emmerich, who's kind of a tape-ripping powerhouse. He says the team doesn't have any hard or fast rules on how they decide what to upload next.
You have to pick and choose.
If they save all the bands nobody's ever heard of till last,
you're right.
Nobody's gonna. You got to throw on some of the good stuff. You haven't thrown on Sinead O'Connor. People are gonna flip for that one.
Jacob's taping days are over.
My interest in recording bands, along with some health issues, has made me take an extended hiatus. I go to shows, and I enjoy them very much without recording them.
And he's done enough.
I've done enough.
I'm just glad that Adam's allowed us to do this, and I think the world is too. I'm just glad that it's getting out there, because it's free. You know, it's not for profit. It's just for love of music.
Elf Power at the Lounge Acts, 1998. Marie Mendoza, WBEZ News.